Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, Steli decided we're going to do a wild episode.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And the last time he decided something like this, we ended up with the whole podcast. Like, the whole thing started that way.
That is kind of true.
I am dying. For the last, 30 seconds, I'd be like, all right, what's this going to be about? So, Steli, what's up?
All right. So here's the deal, right? So this is going to be like a renty type of an episode. But we just had an interaction. We just talked for it's just kind of a behind of the scenes for everybody that's listening. Out of the hour every week that we talk and that we're trying to record like 3 20-minute episodes, there's maybe 1 minute that's not recorded, right? We don't spend a lot of time chit-chatting between or before episodes or talking about what we're going to talk about in much detail. We're really like freestyling. These are real conversations, like first take. There's no editing that's happening afterwards, no nothing. So we just had like a 20-second interaction about a topic that I was like, Heaton, what about this? Should we talk about this and this and this way? And you said something that triggered this rant in me, which is like, yeah, people don't want to hear the real answer to things. So here's my rant. Here's something that I've been thinking about, and it's two-sided. One, so I'm getting there's a lot of people that come to me because, I mean, especially now, like I'm doing a lot of public speaking, right? We both do a lot of talks, but I probably even more so than you because you say just no to ton more. Yeah, you're just a lot more selective. You're not traveling. If it's not in the Bay Area, it's very hard to get Heaton to give a talk.
Yep.
And I'm breaking hearts left and right. You know how many, there's not a week where I don't tell somebody, no, Heaton's not going to give a talk in your conference. Can already tell you because he would have to fly. So I'm not going to even bother him about it. So people ask me all the time to invite you to speak somewhere.
I appreciate that, Steli. I'll let you know when I'm open. I didn't realize that.
Right.
I don't want to break hearts, So
I give a ton of talks, and then oftentimes people, especially also other speakers, will come and will want to talk to me and basically try to figure out how to give good talks, right? And there's like, there's the same question, but it's asked in multiple ways. It's like, how do I give a really compelling talk? Or how do I write really great blog content? Or how do I put together a really amazing newsletter? Or how do I do really great YouTube videos? Or whatever it is. And like, how do I create an incredibly compelling content? And a lot of times, when I ask them, when I give the question back and ask them, why do you think this is working? What do you think is compelling about my talk, right? Or what did you like about what I do? They always look like a lot of people will look at the superficial side of things, like the style, and they will forget about the substance. Here's my main statement that I don't think most people don't want to hear this. Which is that to give really great talks and to share really great stories on stage and to write really amazing blog posts, you have to have lived a lot of life. You have to have a lot of fucking experiences. You have to have eaten a lot of shit. You've had to have a lot of glamorous, successes. You have to do shit to have things to talk about. To have stories to talk about, to have answers to difficult questions, to have solutions to difficult problems that people have, and not just solutions and stories that are on the superficial level, but you share things with people that come from experience and come from like a deep-rooted wisdom more so than just superficial knowledge. And you have to put in the work. There's no short. If you want to be a great storyteller, you have to have a fucking interesting life. You have to take risks. You have to be out there in the world doing things, experiencing things. So you have stories to tell. You can't just be like reading, Reddit and whatever the fuck people read all day, Hacker News and whatever, and then think that you can write amazing stuff or you can share amazing stories on stage. One of the reasons, this might sound too self, I don't know, maybe this is not humble enough, but one of the reasons why we can have conversations without having to do a lot of scripting or editing is that you and I have a lot of experience. We've done a lot of different things. So it's not that hard for us to talk about things and have stories to share or tactics to share. All right, I could go on and keep ranting, but I'm actually curious to your response on this. But this is like the broccoli and workout answer to how can I lose weight? Like the unpopular thing everybody already knows but doesn't want to do. Like it takes time, it takes hard work, it takes dedication, and you have to put in a lot into life to get a lot out of. If you want to have compelling things to share with the world, you have to have done shit, right? Am I crazy here?
Yeah. Oh, of course you're crazy. I love what you said. But there's one thing I don't want people to take away the wrong way. And so I like the idea that, hey, if you're going to give a great talk, write great content, write great emails, do great marketing, be a storyteller to some extent, that, you know, you have to take some personal experience, take what you've done, and actually put it out there, right? And use that as a way to build an audience or write compelling things or have passion about something so it comes across when you sort of speak and talk and all this stuff. I really love that. I would never, ever disagree with that because it's a pattern I've seen. It's a pattern you've seen. The one part that I would, you know, say I wouldn't want the audience to take away is that you need to have the experience. And what I mean by that is, if you've never given a talk before, or you've never written a piece of content before for an audience for any reason, or even written a long Facebook post, let's just make it a little bit easier, or even a great tweet, I think that doesn't mean you need to go get experience to go do it. It just means that you need to think harder about your own experience and how can it be compelling to someone else for you to share it. And so I can probably pick anyone, even an 18-year-old, and dig out a nugget. It might take a while, but dig out a nugget, you know, take a while, meaning not about being drunk at parties or something like that, but like take a nugget that I hear from them and help them turn it into a story that's compelling for whatever they're trying to do. And so I think it's more about there's a lot of ways to do the work. And I would just say do the work would be really what this episode's probably about. Cause I used that word when we were talking earlier. I'm like, yeah, nobody wants to hear it. They don't want to hear that it just takes work. Right? But yeah. Doing the work could mean a lot of different things. And in this case, if you're not experienced or feel like you aren't, I wouldn't want you to think that you have to go get it. I would say that you already have it. You just don't know how to communicate it, or you don't know how what you're trying to do can relate to it. And I'm finding this more and more. When we were talking about, you know, these different topics that we could talk about and this, you know, do the work came up. For me, what I realized is like people just generally don't want to hear that like effort is what it takes to go figure something out. Because Steli was asking me about something really specific that I'm not ready to share yet. I'm not sure if I will be, because my answer is going to be very much the same, because I've been doing the work. I've been literally doing the work and learning these new things and like racking my brain on it, having arguments with people about it that don't mean anything anymore 5 minutes later. And, you know, it's like very stressful, to be honest, in the moment. Right now I can completely laugh about it and so can they. But like, it takes work. Like you have to be willing to do it, and you have to almost have a leap of faith that it's worth it. And so I think what a lot of people get caught up in is that, oh, Heaton, you're famous to some extent, mm-hmm. right? Or mm-hmm. you have an audience or something, so this is easy for you. You know what? Fuck no. It's just as hard as when I first started, and all I know how to do, and Steli, I know you'll agree with this, is just put in the work, put in the effort, just go do it, you know, and just literally push yourself through it and take whatever pain it requires. And, you know, the whole analogy about working out, building muscle, having, you know, those small tears that hurt and make your muscles sore, you know, and like that I love and hate at the same time. That's the work. Just take that analogy to town and find a way to feel that in whatever you're doing, including like if you feel like you have no experience, I bet there's experience that you have that you can share and turn into whatever you want.
I love that. All right. That's true. And as you were talking about this, I don't know. I mean, I do think that everybody, I agree with you that everybody has a story to share. And everybody, if they look close enough, if they open enough and authentic enough, they'll find something. Even like giving your first talk itself can be part of your talk. Like the nervousness, the trying to figure out how to provide value to the audience. There's a lot, there's a story there. Why were you invited in the first place and all that? The do the work part is, like, it's be prepared to do the unglamorous work, right? I think really it's that. I think that in today's world, we're like, there's so much focus on the shortcut. Like there's so much focus on the hack and like the what's the scalable hackity hacky thing I can do to get to some massive result in some very little time with very little effort. I think that that's kind of the most popular story that we're share that's being shared in, especially in the entrepreneurship community and startup community, that everybody's just trying to get there with the least amount of effort. And what we have, I think, always been big champions of is, and this is what do the work really means, is like there's no shortcut worth taking. Put in the effort. Whatever you put in, you'll get out. And you need to put in the work. You need to do the work. You need to be, and it's the basics. It's not that complicated to do. It's just things that probably you really don't want to do, right? It's the why are there a million diet books and a gazillion diet regimens out there in the world? Because people, you know, when you tell them just eat healthy and move your body, they go, yeah, but I don't want to do that. So what's the other solution to my problem, right? I want to lose weight, but I don't want to do the things that I know how to do to lose weight, right? Because these things are not glamorous. These things are not fun. These things are really inconvenient. These things, for whatever reason, are not the things that people want to do. I think we all have this in our lives where there's obvious answers, but we're still looking for the solution because we don't like the answer or the solution that is right in front of us. And with a lot of this stuff, like writing compelling content is one example of what we're talking about. The way to do that, as you said, is like there's no shortcut. You have to do the work. You have to put in the effort to make it really, really great. You have to keep putting in the effort and keep improving on it. Is this like an old man syndrome? Is this kind of like this young generation doesn't do it? Or is this really a trend that I'm seeing of like the hacking being such a big term and idea and automating things and hacking and scaling and outsourcing, this idea of like you don't have to work really hard, you just have to be really smart? And recently there was a pretty popular Twitter thread, you might have seen this, I don't even remember who started this, where somebody was saying it's actually pretty insulting to think that you can just be outsmarting the smartest people on earth. Like eventually being smart is not enough and you'll have to outwork all the other really smart people that compete with you. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did. I did. This is not old man syndrome. This is like hard truth that, you know, if you haven't, I think, seen the effects of working like this, you probably don't appreciate it as much. So to me, these are hard truths. This is not old man syndrome. I mean, we are old men now, I'd say, in a lot of ways, but or at least I feel like it every day.
Wise men.
Say, like I don't know what's going to happen in another 35 years and how I'm going to feel, but I'll probably feel young by then. But right, yes. Now I feel old as fuck. But it's a good point. I think it's just like once you've been through enough life experiences, you just realize that like, nothing's going to get done unless I put in the effort. Nothing. And what I mean by that is nothing meaningful.
I love it. I think we'll wrap this episode up with those last famous words. Do the work. There's no way around that. Just do the work. Put in the effort. I think that's it from us.
See ya.